Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and this evening we'll be in conversation with the legendary jazz bass player Eddie Gomez, who will be coming to Cincinnati on October 8th as part of the Chick Corea 75th birthday globe-spanning tour. Of course, Chick Corea piano, Eddie Gomez bass, and Brian Blade on drums. Chick Corea Trilogy. Eddie, welcome to WVXU.
Thanks, Ron. It's good to be with you.
So I have to tell you, Eddie, seeing you with Bill Evans and Marty Morrell in 1972, 1973 in Boston at the Jazz Workshop, man, it was life-changing. The way, the way that you guys played, the communication, just incredible. And of course, your career has certainly gone on from there. I've enjoyed your playing with Joanne Brackeen, Jeremy Steig, and of course on the quartets record that Chick did with you, Steve Gadd, and the late Michael Brecker. All strong stuff, brother. So,
thank you.
You're going to be with Chick on a number of dates in late September through early October, one of which will put you guys here in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I tell you what, Eddie, people are going crazy with the anticipation of hearing this trio.
Well, I'm looking forward to it as well. We've done a few tours together. This one is, of course, celebrating Chick's 75th birthday, and I grew up where my parents really never celebrated my birthday. But Chick, he likes celebrating his birthday, and you know, that's great. I think it's wonderful to have that spirit about, you know, celebrating your life. And I mean, I'm into it too. I mean, for myself, now that I'm, you know, a grown up. But I think it's wonderful to be part of this celebration with Chick. And yeah, we're going to be going from Hawaii to California, a few dates in California up to Seattle. And then we're going to go into Detroit and then see you in Cincinnati. Then we're going to go on to New York and the Blue Note. And we're just celebrating all the whole time.
Yeah. So what kind of material are you guys going to be playing?
Well, some of it is going to be, I think, material from the Bill Evans tribute album with Paul Motion. And then there's also some new pieces of music that Chick has written.
Oh, cool.
And there'll probably be maybe one or two of mine. There's a lot of material, so it's hard to say. Chick is such a prolific composer. He has a wealth of material. And the new stuff, you know, I've got the music, but we haven't performed it yet. But that'll be exciting to look at and to actually realize in performance mode.
I'm sure. So when you say you got the new stuff, Chick sends you the charts on the new material?
Right. That's right. Yep.
Right.
Yeah, and I look at them, believe me, because Chick's music is always challenging. You know, there's something, his brand is special, and you have to learn the music, and then you can, of course, always pay attention, but you always have to, I mean, pay attention means that it's like any really good work of art. You have to really be, you can't just think of it as this gloss over the superficial kind of, you know, rendition. You have to really get inside it. And his music, like other high-level music, requires that you really understand it and know it and then relax enough to be able to just put yourself into it and interpret it, his music. So I'm looking forward to it, obviously. You mentioned the three quartets with Steve and Michael and myself. I mean, we had to go in the studio and we rehearsed it a bit. And then, again, we had to really dig deep to not only just play the notes and play Chick's music, but to actually come up with something that was personal and, you know, gave it a life beyond the printed page.
Yeah, because these aren't just head arrangements, are they?
No, not at all. I mean, there's some of that sometimes, a little bit of that. Some of the music may have a touch of that, or at least sound like that, which I think is great when you can write music that sounds like you just made it up on the spot. I think that's ideal. But there's always something to make it challenging and different and full of surprises, or at least have some surprise.
Well, and that's quite true, because the way Chick writes, there's a lot of curios and little one or two bar things happening that are actually important to the tune, right?
Absolutely. Chick, as you know, is from Boston originally. So, Boston is an important city, as is Cincinnati. Cincinnati also has a lot of roots in jazz and, well, classical music and just in general. It'll be nice to be back in Cincinnati, but I've always enjoyed passing through Cincinnati and performing there.
Well, there's a lot of great players here in Cincinnati, Eddie.
I know. Sorry to interrupt you, but I find that, traveling around, I hear and meet wonderful players that are known locally, and sometimes they're known internationally or nationally, but you don't always get to hear them or know about them, and that's one of the great things about traveling. You get to meet new talent, younger talent. When I see sometimes a good film, and I see an actor or actress that I've never seen before and said, wow, why didn't I know about this actress? Or a painter, or maybe there's a dancer.
Yeah.
And, there's so much talent out there, but there isn't enough, I hate to say work, there isn't enough space for people to become aware of them. And it takes, that's a whole different conversation. But anyway, there's a lot of talent all over. I'm always amazed and thrilled.
Eddie, for you, what are some of the high points of your career? I mean, your career is, it's over 50 years long at this point. But what are some of the high points for you personally?
Well, there's a lot of them, of course. I mean, there's a lot for me personally. As far as sharing them with an audience, I would say being with Bill's Trio for 11 years, that was a big deal. It was formative years for me. And then I was, during that time, I got to do a lot of different things. I played with Miles' band briefly. I played with other people, did some recording with, later on, with Hank Jones and Jimmy Cobb and Al Foster and trios with them. Let's see, Steps Ahead was something that was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, that was a really cool group with Mike Maneri.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's right, Maneri and Brecker and Steve. And, that band was fun. Also, some of Chick's projects were always fun. And, of course, doing my own stuff as well has been delightful. So, it's never really stopped doing stuff, just some things of my own with Mark Kramer that have been a lot of fun to do. And, I don't think about it too much. I mean, I'm just always kind of looking ahead, not too much in the rear view.
I could dig that. I think a lot of guys operate that way.
I think you have to, because otherwise you could wind up resting on laurels. What I am proud of is that there's a lot of diversity in my career, a lot of different kinds of music as well, and I like that because that's kind of who I am. I like a lot of different kinds of music, and that's why Chick and I fit together, because he does too.
Man, do I love your Arco playing with the bow.
Oh, thanks.
Oh,
this variety stuff is great, but it's a double-edged sword, because I used to get from, the company sometimes say, you're too diverse.
Right.
You got to focus, otherwise you lose the audience. And I said, but that's who I am. I like a lot of different stuff. I get the point that you have to kind of like create an audience and sort of not spread yourself too thin. So I sort of learned that, but my gut feeling is I'm kind of a divided guy. I guess I'm complicated.
I guess because I was familiar with a lot of your playing up to these solo records, when I heard the diversity on these solo records, it was like, oh, yeah, cool. This is another thing that Eddie's into. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Well, again, I had fun doing it. I was like a kid in the candy shop, in the candy store. I was just going through things that touched me, and, maybe it didn't resonate with the bottom line all the time. But still, I think I was happy, and I think you have to be happy as an artist.
Eddie, did you by any chance get to catch Don Cheadle's film on Miles?
I haven't. It's on my to-do list. That one, also the Chet Baker film, I haven't seen either.
Yeah.
I want to. I love Cheadle's work. Have you?
Yeah, actually, I did. I mean, it was filmed here in Cincinnati. And, Don's writing and acting were incredible. The premise of the film, about this lost tape, I could have done away with that, but the flashbacks, to Miles's earlier life, and particularly his marriage to Frances, were incredible, Eddie.
I've heard things about it, but Miles was of course, this incredible artist and timeless. And he lived a life that was really, it suits literature, drama, melodrama, and certainly film.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's perfect material for a film. And you could choose so many different things.
You really could. Well, I tell you what, Eddie, it's been fantastic hanging out with you. And thank you so much
likewise.
For taking the time.
And, not at all. My pleasure.
And we'll be seeing you here in Cincinnati at the Xavier University Gallagher Theater on October 8th.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Eddie.
All right. All the best, Ron.
Okay, man. Take care.
Bye-bye.
We've been in conversation with bassist Eddie Gomez, who will be appearing with the Chick Corea Trilogy. Chick Corea piano, Eddie Gomez bass, and Brian Blade drums. As part of the Chick Corea 75th birthday globe-spanning tour. And once again, they will be in performance on October 8th at the Xavier University Jazz Series at the Gallagher Theater on the campus of Xavier University here in Cincinnati, Ohio. As always, for more information about the Chick Corea appearance in Cincinnati, please visit wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Have a great night.